you for waiting. I've got my clip. You can hear me. Do not come here. Keep away from Corbion Sea. You'll be sucked in.
En Corbion Sea, la ciudad inglesa donde se cree que se originó esta trágica.
Actually, first thing when the world is waking up and skylarks, sun thrushes, it's not quite morning. If I don't get this working, I'll never see dawn. Look for the green light, then you're broadcasting. Ow! Get off! She never said there might be a red light as well. Push backwards. Try new Moist Amazing. The moistest, most amazing.
Surely that's on. Can you hear me? I'm pretty certain this is what it looked like last time. Also, I'm in a sort of clearing now, which seems to have helped things. Maybe it was just a dodgy signal. Or a low battery. Yes. In fact, it probably wasn't my fault at all. Just a technical malfunction, like when we used to have mobile phones. Gosh, remember them? To think I cursed the fact that you could never properly disappear. What halcyon days. Sorry. You must be thinking, what the hickety heck's going on, Stephanie? We only just heard from you a few hours ago. Let me do the theme tune, and then I'll explain.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, Corbion Sea. My name is Stephanie Wayne, and welcome to Outside Time, aptly named as we are, I mean, I am very much still wandering in the wilderness. My producer, Ingrid, and I have decided to part ways at this juncture because we have come to the very amicable and grown-up realization that sometimes people want different things in life. Also, if I'm honest, it's been a very stressful time for Ingrid, leaving her lover Jonas in undeniably choppy circumstances after discovering that he and his people not only condone, but actively endorse ritualized slaughter, something which, if I'm honest, didn't come as much of a surprise to me, but was a real shock for Ingrid, who is such a passionate proponent of non-violent communication and has a meditation practice to die for, except obviously she wouldn't want anyone to die for it. I just mean I find her enviably kind and patient, and I'm pleased, genuinely, that she's taking this time for some personal growth and reflection, which I'm sure will only enhance her professional contribution to the show once she decides to return. As I left her, there was no clear sign of when exactly that might be, as she had, let's just say, fully embraced the lifestyle Anna was offering up and was making the kind of noises that I never want to hear again, especially whilst trying and failing to sleep. Which leaves me, Stephanie Wayne, longtime host and first-time producer, pretty proud to be able to say that, striking out alone, driven to get back to my people, the people of Corbion Sea, and to get to the bottom of what happened that fateful night almost a year and 3 months ago, liberating you all from what sounds like a cruel and sadistic government regime. Haven't quite worked out the logistics of how yet, but before we get all tied up in the details, let's have an advert. Ever found just... To prepare you, I'm going to do it in a Liverpudlian accent. Otherwise, you'll be stuck listening to me for however long it takes to reach Corby, and I do a damn good scouse. Not surprising, really, seeing as I was born there. Yes, there was a life for Stephanie Wayne pre-Corbion Sea. Several cousins still live up Mersey way, although I can say without a shadow of doubt that they will not be listening. No way, Jose, or more accurately, no way, Josie. A cousin who... Actually, that's enough about me. Let's have a word from our sponsors. Ever found yourself alone in the woods? Sacked off by your plazzy mates? Scrambling about in your best clobber? Terrified at any moment some bounty hunters might jump out of a bush and pull you into a van? I know I have, and it's not a boss vibe. So get yourself a dynamic and...
package at your home. This package contains a military-grade firearm of some sort. One weapon per house.
Nearing the hall, and I am...
Sorry, went a bit Welsh there towards the end. Also, goodness knows if Lewis's is still open. It was a big department store when I was a kid, but there was no need for me to mention it. Maybe it's just tiredness creeping in. No. I'm not tired. I'm not allowed to be. Not until I reach a road, or at least some sign of life beyond these woods. I was hoping that clearing earlier would open out to give me some perspective on things. I'm not known for my map reading skills, listeners. Not that I even have a map. I'm sure over the years one of you called in to talk about survival skills or navigating your way out of a nightmare, dropping a stick into a stream to discover which direction the sea is. Why can't I remember these things the way ink... Hey, is that the sound of water? No. It's pretty cold and dead quiet. Listen. It would be tranquil in a way if there weren't so many potential monsters hiding behind every bush. Once you've encountered monsters up close, that's what I'm going to call the things that streamed out the night of the spontaneous gathering on Corby Shore. Once you've had one brush past your face and destroy, I mean, really desecrate people you were supposed to be supporting. Listeners, friends, loved ones. Even if it's not your fault, it still feels impossible to understand. I'm sorry, you don't need me being all doom and gloom. That's not what this show is for. We are a friend in the darkness, a welcome distraction from the everyday struggles and... Well, I don't know what you're going through at the moment, Corby, but I am determined to find out. When we were younger, my mother was always very good at distracting us, my sister and I. I know I don't normally talk about personal matters on the radio, but I think it might... It might help, honestly, to pull us all through this moment. Mummy was so terrifically positive, curious, even when, well, let's just say things didn't always run smoothly for her in the romance department. She'd grab her camera and bundle us into the car, and we'd find ourselves trudging endlessly through woods searching for some rare wild orchid. She loved them, said they were an ancient symbol of delicacy and power. Her slide collection was legendary. I mean, she was always whipping out the overhead projector at parties. I had no interest in nature. I still don't, if I'm honest. But Mummy would somehow engage us by making up games and songs, transforming the landscape into something altogether more alive. Yes, that's it, full of humanity. And I've always tried to emulate that in my work, finding stories that help us feel more connected together, even when we are physically very far apart, because that's all we've got ultimately, isn't it? Each other, united in our common humanity against whatever the world throws our way. Let me have a go. It'll only be a pale approximation. She was really quite brilliant. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and it's finally the day. The woods are burning brighter. The branches set alight. There could be hope in sight. Ah!
Always hunts better when...
Am I back? I'm back. Oh, listeners, I fell into this deep hole. It came out of nowhere. And I know Ingrid says I'm not observant, but this was fully camouflaged, I swear.
Who's there?
Listeners. Oh, where do I hide?
This is private property and you've no right to trespass.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dang it. Hello, it's me. I'm here in this hole. I'm not a threat. I'm a local radio host.
What are you doing in these woods?
This is being broadcast right now. We are live on the radio, so please do not shoot. My listeners have been through enough.
What are you talking about? Stay there, I'm coming over.
I don't have a choice.
What a little drama queen. I've no gun. I couldn't shoot you even if I wanted to, darling.
Do you want to?
No, you silly sausage. I don't. You're from the city, aren't you?
No, I'm from... That doesn't matter. You still haven't explained why you trapped me here.
You're right, I haven't. How rude of me. I built this hole because I wanted to capture a woman who's been wandering the woods for what smells like days, so that I could take her back to my cottage, feed her up with all kinds of sweets and chocolates, and then eat her. You happy now?
That's not a funny joke.
Maybe not to you, Misery Guts.
It was all camouflaged.
It's a foxhole. They dig them all over these woods to hide their food, cover it over, and then come back later when the coast is clear. I don't need to dig holes to catch my dinner, darling. I've a whole farm full of vegetables for that. And as a lifetime vegetarian, I'd rather eat a raw onion than you right now.
All right, I get it. You're not going to eat me because I smell and you're not a cannibal. Now, will you please help me out of this hole? I've got somewhere I need to...
People to see, places to be, is it, madam? You city folk are all the same, weak and impatient. It's only a shallow little deputy's dug here.
It feels pretty deep, and I'm not city folk.
You're not from around here. That's obvious. Come on out of there. My place is just along the way. There's soup on the stove and a fresh loaf soon out of the oven.
I'm not really supposed to talk to strangers.
Who told you that? Your mammy?
A friend said I can be too trusting, and she's probably right.
Well, that makes sense. Is your friend not with you now?
No, she... Sorry, I really do need a handout. You're surprisingly strong.
Oh, for an old woman, you mean?
Oh, no, I just meant by comparison with me, the only heavy lifting I do is in the narrative department.
You've lost me.
Telling hard-hitting stories on the radio?
Hitting who?
No, nobody. It's a metaphor. Forget it, but don't forget that we are live on the radio right now, so please do not swear.
Or kidnap you. Don't forget that one.
Yes, when you put it like that, it does sound a little far-fetched.
To have people listening this time of the morning, you must have a very dedicated audience. Hello there. I'm Bridie. Bridie Burke.
Sorry, I normally ask people their names straight away.
I live here in the woods with my son, Phelan. And you are?
Who's the host here? And honestly, there's no need to shout. I'm Stephanie. Stephanie Wayne. You've probably heard of me.
Oh, should I have. Last time I read a celebrity rag, Jackie O was still a cover star.
You must lead a very wholesome life out here in the middle of nowhere. Do you have access to any news?
I'm in tune with the changing of the seasons, the migration of the birds, the constantly evolving cycle of life with which nature invites us humans to integrate.
You sound like Maria from The Sound of Music.
I'll have you know I'm a regenerative agriculturalist.
What, so you like bring plants back to life?
It sounds very grand and serious, doesn't it? Neither of which I am. But it doesn't hurt for other people to think so.
Would you tell the listeners and I more about it as we walk back to your place?
Oh, so she's coming home, is she? Stepping into my lair, listeners.
Bridie, please.
I'll stop. You're a sensitive wee lamb, aren't you? I come from a big, boisterous family, and you soon learn how to look after yourself. My son Phelan was really the one who started it, researching permaculture, working in harmony with the natural environment and all that. And we moved here to my late husband's old family estate and set it up as a fully biodynamic community-run farm. It's been a labour of love. It has certainly cost us everything we own, but... Oh, Stephanie, your eyes are glazing over already.
No, I'm listening.
You're exhausted. And you're clearly not kitted out to be spending the night alone in these woods. Seriously now, Stephanie, if I'm going to bring you into my home, I need to ask. Are you in any kind of trouble?
Honestly, Bridie, I am a bit. But it really wasn't my fault.
This friend you left behind, did they threaten you?
No, it was nothing like that. My companion and I had a difference of opinion about next steps and decided to go our separate ways.
Oh, and is there any chance this person might follow you?
There's no way.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We've enough threats to our way of life here without adding a jilted lover to the list.
Oh, no. It wasn't like that at all.
What with the erosion of countless species... Hottest summers on record, flash flooding, governments that actively set out to... Oh, I'm no conspiracy theorist, Stephanie. You hear gossip around here occasionally. whispers that the powers that be, blah, blah, blah. But we've poured too much money into this venture to abandon it at the first whiff of fear. What people are, what people have always been, is vulnerable, lost. I don't blame them. The mind's a delicate, precious instrument. And if you let too many voices blur your thinking, it's chaos. Fear creeps in. Blame. You start pointing the finger inwards because the brain likes to solve problems and the easiest conclusion to come to is that it's your own fault, this mess. The jumbly jungle, I like to call it. Where confusion spills over into guilt and before you know it, you can't do anything but stand and stare. Blinking blankly, gulping down government bilge like greedy puffins. Oh, listen to me. Some jumped-up gardener telling the world what for.
No, no, Bridie, you're so inspiring. And so much of what you said makes sense to me. Like buying organic. I remember once I went into this no-container store. It's sort of like an adult pick and mix, but instead of sweets, you get steel-cut oats and wild rice. Anyway, I totally lost track of how much olive oil I'd poured into this empty wine bottle. And before you know it, I'm spending £20 on cold-pressed cooking fat. I was so embarrassed, I just paid the money and left. I would always avoid walking past the shop after that because I was so worried they would judge me.
If you want to make changes, you can't worry about people's feelings, Stephanie. First sign of sacrifice, eco-tourists go sprinting back to their creature comforts, tail between their legs.
Is that what happened here?
Perhaps I shouldn't judge those who only want to play at being saviours. It's hard work, and like I said, the infrastructure doesn't come cheap. We've debts for days paying off what's already been developed, and Phelan's always coming up with new plans. He wants a solar-powered irrigation system to recycle rainwater and feed those greenhouses on an automatic cycle, and his heart's set on the state-of-the-art compost toilet. You should see it, Stephanie. There's this built-in oven that bakes...
But this can't all belong to you.
It does for my sins. Well, to us. And the best news is we have a large investment on the horizon.
Bridie, this is... Would you mind describing for the listeners what we're looking at?
I'm lucky they can't see it for themselves, to be sure. This isn't the most glamorous time of year to be in any garden. But we've done well to maintain kale, Swiss chard, beetroot, mustard greens, all still going strong.
But these structures?
The water catchment system.
Looks like that old board game, the Mousetrap.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should. And these mounds, it's all so undulating.
Oh, that's where we bury the bodies.
Bridie!
I couldn't resist. These are hugel mounds. It's a way of growing that allows what already exists to push through and thrive, if it's strong enough.
Survival of the fittest. How many people, other than Phelim, do you work with?
No, it's just us.
Just the two of you, but this plot looks huge.
Oh, we used to be bigger numbers. Until recently, there were 20-plus clustered round the main cottage. It's here just up ahead, see?
What changed?
Oh, what didn't? Gossip, fear, the jumbly jungle. But it's no bother. We're better off on our own. Especially with a big windfall coming in.
That sounds intriguing.
Will you rest now and let me fix that soup? And leave your boots in the porch. They're filthy.
Ooh, cold.
Take these slippers. Ah, good. Phelim's made a fire.
This is so lovely.
You sit yourself down here. I'll just be through in the kitchen.
Thank you. Listeners, I cannot tell you how unequivocally I have landed on my feet. Or rather, my extremely grateful bottom. It has been years since I sat in an armchair this soft. For a moment there, I felt desperate. You most likely picked up the panic in my voice, though... Often I'm told that I can feel like I'm screaming inside, but once the broadcasting muscles kick in, the audience is blissfully unaware. If you were worried, you can rest assured I am safe and warm and awaiting a hot meal, and the walls are covered with charts of the seasons and portraits of what I imagine a Bridie's family through the ages. Perhaps now is the moment to do some of Ingrid's meditation. We can all... have a moment of focusing on our breathing. In and out.
Hope you don't mind borscht. That's it. You sleep, Stephanie Wayne. You'll get where you're going soon enough. Oh, still recording, are you? Well, I suppose I could let the listeners in on a few secrets, just between you and me.
What? No, don't take me.
It's all right, Stephanie. You're safe here.
I was doing a meditation with the listeners. What's that noise?
That's Phelan.
You're holding the radio.
Oh, I am. I was going to do a little behind-the-scenes recipe sharing for the listeners. Must have caught the bug.
Oh. Can I have it back?
Did you see your soup?
Is he killing an animal up there?
He's making music. He doesn't say a word to strangers, bless him, but sings like a lark when he knows he's an audience. His voice is the stuff of angels.
What instrument is he playing?
Oh, he makes music from tools and other bits and pieces he finds about the place. He's a very resourceful soul.
Thank you for this.
Now, go easy, it's hot.
Oh, it's delicious.
Straight from the kitchen garden, of course. Times like these, you must arm yourself from inside and out.
Do go ahead and describe how you made it. We often have a foodie section on the show.
Oh, well, it's actually very simple. The recipe I use is my mother's, who always thought borscht healed a broken heart. What Ingrid did to you was unforgivable.
Oh, no, Bridie, you've got that all wrong, honestly. But Ingrid, I never told you her name.
No. Oh, well, you must have said it while you were sleeping. Oh, the bread. It's just come out of the oven. Do you mind having it after?
It's fine. This is fantastic as it is.
I've some crackers. Will you have some of those while you wait?
No, honestly, Bridie, this is perfect. I promise.
Oh, I'm fussing. Am I fussing? Oh, it just feels like forever since I had someone to spoil. See, Phelan's very particular about what he does and doesn't like, and sometimes to the point of being rather picky. When he was a child, it was white bread and butter or nothing. And I mean nothing. Well, maybe the occasional smear of Marmite. He's not a psychopath. But otherwise, that was it. Now, that lasted until he was six and discovered sauerkraut. A short obsession with fermentation followed, and then at eight, he declared he would only eat what had grown within a mile of his own home.
Wow, that's...
He's a very passionate person, and luckily he's a mother who's prepared to move mountains to make him happy. Not to mention Hugel Mounds. Ach, bless you, trying to eat your soup, and here I am talking on. Good woman. No, don't give yourself indigestion. No, I'll leave you to it. Call when you're ready for some blackberry and apple crumble.
Righty. Oh, I had a huge mouthful of soup, listeners. I hope she didn't think... On the other hand, I am fascinated to meet this Phelan. Shall we see if he'll play us a tune, listeners? Hello there. Hello, my name's Stephanie Wayne. I'm a guest of your mother's. Can we come in? Hello there. I'm Stephanie. Your mother's told me so much about your music and your angelic voice. I'd love to hear it and play it on my radio show. I'm broadcasting live to my listeners right now, and we often have a song played at some point, so it would be perfect if you wanted to share something. Well, Phelan might be a bit shy, listeners, but he's wearing a very vibrant waistcoat. Do you make that yourself, Phelan? It's a real beauty, covered with heavy brocade and embroidered lace, while his walls are decorated with... Is that a real bat? Sorry, you're ready, are you? Okay, so, listeners, without further ado, Phelan, please take it away. Sorry, you are going to... was beautiful. Really, really distinctive. Was it... Do you mind me asking, was it a love song? It felt as if I were being serenaded. Listeners, you won't have known this, but the intensity with which Phelim's eyes locked mine during that song, it was breathtaking. If that is the case, Phelim, I'm deeply flattered, but I'm afraid to have to say thank you, but no, thank you. Phelim's looking away, almost angry. I've got it wrong, have I? Terribly wrong. Yes, no, it was just a song. A brilliant song. A song so good, in fact, so universal, that it resonated with me in a way that seemed deeply personal, but perhaps everyone listening felt that way too. Phelim, are you all right? It must be very lonely here, just you and your mother and nobody of your own age to talk to. I mean, I'm sure you've got an extensive knowledge of gardening and there's a certain company to be found in communing with nature, but surely you must miss having friends. That's a big question to be asked by a complete stranger and to answer it live on radio, especially when you're not much of a chatty man. Well, I am so grateful to have met you. And for your song, what a surprising and special gift. I think that's the best place we could leave today's show, a beautiful closing tune in a beautiful setting. I've been Stephanie Wayne, and this has been Outside. What's that?
Stephanie, there are some people here to see you.
What? What's going on? Phelim, do you think... Could your mother have betrayed me?
Now, there's no need for guns. She's not armed, and neither do you need to be. Hey!
Guns! Listeners! People of Corbion Sea, I think I've been tricked. Phelim, can I hide in your cupboard? Bridie, if that even is her real name, has sold me out so she can buy a new eco bog. Okay, calm down.
Phelim, will you tell them they're not to shoot in this house?
Leave it alone, Mother.
Listeners, I think I've made a very big mistake.
She's in here.
Please, I know what you've heard about me, but it's not true. I am not...
This episode of The People Outside was written by me, Helen Duff. I also played Stephanie. Bridie was played by Valerie Lilly. Phelim was Max Levy. Additional voiceover by Isabella Peñaranda. Other voices by members of the company. Cream of the Crop was an original song written and performed by Garden Centre. Sound design by Kieran Lucas. The producer was Oliver Seymour and the creative director was William Drew. Series 2 of The People Outside is made with the support of Arts Council England. Visit our website www.thepeopleoutside.com to find out more and listen to other episodes.